Hello and welcome to Pro Hue Podcast, episode number 445, Moving Forward. It's kind of a, I was going to say mess, but that's kind of negative. I just started the podcast out and forgot that I had needed to get a phone call. You know, like you're on hold. That's like, instead of waiting on hold, we'll call you back. But it just been so long, I forgot about it. So that interrupts me. And it was a food delivery. And I was going to chat about signing up for food delivery. So I get back on. I do a total tangent. Then I get back to this my story. And now I'm running out of time because I have a client. So I click stop. And my Zoom recorder says, card error. And then I go right to my client. I'm like, and then the noise starts. So I got to wait till the next day. And I don't know what recorded. But it all turned out pretty good, I think. Now, as a listener, you might be, this is a little discombobulated. This is not like Tom, and I would agree with you. So, it was not my intent to not have a fluid episode, but this is, and again, I had to keep kind of getting it in when I got in, because there's so much noise, even when there's no AC, no fans, you know, the windows shut. You know, real quick here, there's noise almost, you know, in front of me, on the side of me, and now in the back of me. So a little bit of pressure getting this one out. So I'm pretty stoked that I got it done. But to me, and this will be a crazy story, the title could have been something about my sprained ankle and how it was a gift. And that's the biggest story about on this episode, and it was one of the cooler moments, because I'll just share this with you. Spraining my ankle, because I picked up Zen and I lost my footing, there was not one bad moment in the entire day. And the end of the day is one of the most, I don't know, it's like an amazing thing to me. So I'm you know, what I'm sharing, I'm pretty stoked about. How I shared it probably could have been brushed up a little bit more. But hey, I'm flawed, not trying to hide it. If you have any comments, questions, please shout out at me. Not on social media, really doing that deal anymore. But proupodcast@gmail.com. I'm here. And if you need a little help, there's a quote I loved. It said, I can't promise to take away all your problems, but I can promise that you won't have to go through them alone. And I was like, there, I like that. So thank you for being you. Thank you for listening, and enjoy. Hello, it's Tom. How are you doing? I hope well. I really hope you are well. So, the challenge, you can hear the car horn in the back, is finding the quiet to record lately. Day 574 of noise. The house across the street was, you know, torn down. That took a while, but then there was a pool, and they had to smash the pool. That took a couple days. Then they had to jackhammer the big pieces of concrete. That took a couple days. Then they had to load the concrete pieces into a big metal truck. So it was just continuous high level noise, whilst the road in front of my home was getting cut up, and then the street next to it, and now the street behind us. So it's been nonstop. And the dope thing, besides the challenging trying to find some quiet, was that it didn't bother me. And I was aware that it didn't bother me. So this is this whole kind of big concept I'm trying to grasp is, or share, and or share, is that when you start having this experience that's different and better, part of you just starts going, wow, like, this is significantly different than how I've been in the past, reacted in the past, what I've, you know, experienced in the past. So you would just think, you know, as I explained, just the length of the noise around here. And then the different, you know, because then they started tearing down another house about like a block away. So it was just, and then they were taking a roof down off of, putting a new roof up on another house. And it was just, again, but it would make me chuckle when I thought about it. And again, in those moments, because there is one neighbor here in the complex that I can bet that she's going absolutely nuts with the noise, because it's all day, every day. And I thought, you know, I could see in the past me kind of going, oh, you know, I can't record a podcast. It's never recorded. I could just, I don't know, like being really overly focused on it or something. And I'll hear it. And one day I was training a client, and I always have this slow TV on YouTube. You know, it's just like kind of nature, like, you know, streams and sunsets and campfires, things like that. So one's on this moraine lake in Canada, and it's amazing. It's beautiful. And it's got, you know, a little bit of lake sound and birds chirping. And it's just really peaceful. That's kind of what I always have going on in the background. Simultaneously, there's this da-da-da-da-da-da-da of the jackhammer going on, and my client's like, oh, they're working it, and I just laugh, and I go, it's just hilarious. I'm hearing the birds, but I'm also hearing the jackhammer, but I'm like totally cool with it. So sharing that experience with you, and it does, you know, kind of tie in with, you know, all I'm doing is sharing my experience, you know, what's happening to the best of my ability to verbalize that. So hopefully something resonates, something that, you know, kind of makes you have that light bulb moment. You're like, well, let me try that. Well, let me, you know, give that a shot. If he can do it, that means all of us can. So a lot of this stuff, you know, would come about because of conversations with Scotty. And that's what happened. We were just talking about something and you know, about, you know, just moving forward and not dwelling. You know, if you make a mistake, you have a bad day, you know, just move forward. And it's just that moving forward, which is going to be the title of this episode, just kind of stuck with me. And it was like, it's the best advice I can give someone. Like, it will just change your life. But to get there, it's going to be one of the longest journeys of your life. If you don't really grasp it, because I remember right around, well, I was living in that city of Orange for about 2 years before I moved here. So this is 10, 11 years ago. And I was just kind of hanging out, helping out with this high school wrestling team. I was just, you know, kind of just trying to be in service of others. And I thought, hey, you know, why don't I go do this? And the wrestling coach was this really good dude. And I remember at one time he looked at me and he says, you know, you're really focused on your feelings. You know, you gotta, and I can't remember what he said, but he's like, you know, kind of just don't, you know, think about your feelings. And I can't remember what else he said, because it was like my head spun around. Because that's all I did was think and feel. That's all I did. And for this guy to look at me and go, hey, you should stop, you know, acknowledging your feelings or whatever. But I'm like, what are you? Like, it's like, hey, why don't you just, you know, don't breathe for a day. That's how I took it. I didn't understand it at all. And then you fast forward and it was like the best advice. I just wasn't ready to hear it. And that's what I always try to remember when I'm helping people. You know, I might have the exact answer and I don't mind sharing it. You know, I don't really care, you know, but it's like, whoosh. But it doesn't mean it's going to land. And again, some people, you know, might get offended. I'm like, okay, you're not ready to hear it. That's cool. You know, not on me. It's not a bad thing, but I just get it and I see it. But it was totally me. And then you fast forward and this episode of my podcast about moving forward. something happens, it's just an experience, and then there's data, and you collect that data, and you move forward. Very efficient. Sounds easy. It's the best way to live. You'll love it. It'll change your life. How do you do that? Don't get caught up how you feel about things. So easily stated, way, 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 way harder to apply and execute. But as the PYP slogan goes, you are worth it. So again, I could never specify, like, oh, this is why I never gave up. This is why I kept fighting. This is why I kept, you know, asking for help. Like, did I know there was a better version of me? Was I have no idea. But when I look back at my path, I never quit, and I had no problem asking for help. So to me, if I met someone, I'm like that, I'm like, oh, cool. I mean, that's really how you got to do. You know what I mean? You don't give up on you. And, you know, you're going to need help sometimes. So you got to get over that fear of, oh, hey, I'm a little, you know, flawed, and I'm going to share that with you, but I'd like some help. And, hey, it's not that bad of a thing. And overcoming that's part of that whole realizing the courage that lies within you. But it was just, like, again, you know, I'm not like the most educated, you know, well-read, well-versed kind of dude. So these experiences of mine, they're really moving to me. And I can't always verbalize them. That's why, you know, talking to Scotty always helps. But I was just like, you know, moving forward, moving forward, moving forward efficiently. And then this hit me the other day, and I shared it with a client. I said, well, if you had to move every month, all your stuff, all your belongings. And it was like something about, maybe there was money involved or something, but it was, you were cool with it. Like, this was something you were going to accept because of, you know, the gain, the positive, you know, whatever you were going to get for it. But I just think after a while, if you had to move every month, I don't care who you are, I just think at some point you're going to be like, you know, I don't need all this stuff. And yeah, you could just, you know, put it in a storage, so it kind of wrecks the whole story. But just, I mean, if you're thinking about that, if you wanted to live your life more efficiently, more carefree, less weight, less responsibility, less accountability, you know, just be freer, you know, part of that would just be letting go of a bunch of material stuff. But it's also letting go of the mental stuff, the emotional stuff, what we're feeling. A lot of people are stuck, and what they're stuck in is they're stuck in a mental state. You know, they're stuck in a feeling, and you know, the fear can just paralyze you, and not knowing how to get out is debilitating. And then the fear of, like, what, I have to ask for help? I have to tell somebody what's wrong with me? I mean, all that is so incredibly hard to deal with, and I know because, you know, I've been through all that stuff. But like I said, if you just don't give up and you're willing to ask for help along the way, you're going to get those rewards. You know, when you invest in you, the sole benefactor of all that time and effort and energy is you. And when people do that, there's big changes. When you got a bunch of other dependents, a bunch of other things that you're putting time and energy to do, I mean, how much are you actually putting into you? Maybe nothing. And you can get by and it's fine. But when you swing that pendulum the other way and you're putting all your time and energy into making you the best you, because you understand, well, that's how you're going to love the people that you love the most in the best way. You know, that's what they deserve. They deserve the best version of you. It's just really hard to get there. It's really hard to grasp, but it's really hard to understand it, and it's really hard to execute. But here I am now, you know, at this point in 2022, August, and I'm going, yeah, move forward, you know, less stuff, just everything, because I went through it, the detachment, the, you know, letting go of stuff in my house, letting go of clothes, and, you know, just a lot of things. And now when I sit here, my head, the space between my ears, is filled with, I'm so thankful I'm having this new experience, and I can kind of go on, like, but that's what's kind of, you know, consumes the space between my ears, which is awesome because for 50 years, I know exactly what consumed the space between my ears. It never changed. That's why it was so clear. Now I've been doing, you know, this for, you know, 7 years, 9 years. I mean, I don't even know what, you know, when I, you know, would even say when I started working, actually, you know, getting to this point or whatever like that. But it just takes a ton of time. So one of the things I was training this guy, and we're talking about this moving forward. And, you know, it's cool because we both understand that what we're talking about is hard. You just don't walk up to people that you know and love and go, hey, do ABC, because that's what I did. You know, it took us a ton of, you know, we know our struggles. We know how long it takes to change ourselves. We're not out there, you know, slinging it at other people and expecting them to do better than we personally did. But one day, Scotty's like, yeah, you know, can you see everything as a gift? I was just like, whoa. He's like, what's that? I go, who's that from? He's like, I just said it. Sometimes I'll just say these dope things. But it was familiar to those, like, you know, every moment can be a learning, you know, moment. And, you know, just all those little things that if you look at everything and, you know, there's a potential for, you know, to learn something, you know. So there's familiarity with it. But when you said a gift, you know, it's just hard sometimes. And like again, when I'm saying this stuff today, there's part of me going, wow, there's a time I would have been like, shut up, dude. I don't care. Sounds stupid to me. So I'm, you know, just starting to understand and grasp. So it's not like I'm like, yeah, this is what's up. Because it's foreign to me. It's not familiar to me. I know it's working. And I know I like me. So I'm doing it. But I don't know what it was, and it just stuck with me, and it was like even a week later, and I was just like still thinking about that. And I had a client who best girl was, you know, had some dental problems, and I totally resonate with that. You know, I totally understand what that's like. But then I'm looking at him, and I'm like, that's a struggle. You know, that's a struggle when someone that you care about, love, is going through something and you're kind of helpless. And so I looked at that scenario and I'm like, well, how could you see that as a gift? And I'm like, well, here's the wording. It's not to see everything as a gift. Can you see the gift in everything? And the wording is super, super important because one of my favorite phrases is be thankful in all circumstances. And the key is the one word in, not for. It's not thankful for all circumstances, but can you be thankful in all circumstances? And that just connected with me. And that was, you know, one of the things I took with me on my journey. And again, why I've felt since I started this whole podcast, I've been thankful every day. No matter how bad I felt, there's always something to be thankful for. But I was going to bring up the book I'm reading, you know, Art of Happiness, the Dalai Lama. He's all about the whole thing about being compassionate. And when you think at the level he's thinking, he's like, look, we're all humans. We're all on this planet. Here's all the things we have in common. I can connect with that part of each person I meet and understand that I've had struggles. So you're having struggles. I want to have a good day. You want to have a good day. Like he's just very like into like, let's just understand how everyone else feels and that we're all alike at this kind of organic, you know, level. But it's just this, like if you do walk, if you could, I mean, that dude's been doing this since he was 4 years old and he's definitely a very, very gifted, bright individual man. So not saying, oh, if you just did what he did, you would feel what he feels. I doubt it. And I doubt anyone could do what he's done for as long as he's done. But, you know, the book I'm reading, there's, you know, moments when he'll meet someone and people walk away and they're like, changed forever. You know, just how and this the guy that writes it with him, he tells this story where he meets this couple and they were really nice, you know, and they were led into the tent. Talked to the Dalai Lama and they came walking out and he literally said these people had changed. they were just smiling and they were sharing. They were just open and like they were just completely like, you know, like they went to a spa and got massages and were pampered, you know, for a weekend or something. That's like you start thinking about, well, if you're always looking for the good, it's a good way to live. But then just think overall, I mean, that's going to compound. And like, you know what I mean? Like your good just keeps getting better. And the longer you do things, the lot better it gets. So you're like, well, Dalai Lama's a pro at that. Like he just walks up to anybody. He's like, yo, I love you kind of a thing. You know, and if you, it's hard to like not like brace that. It's wow, okay, hey, all right, wow, this guy, like, wow, he sees my good, like whoever it was. So going back to Mosier's sign, can you see the gift in everything? So if this client's wife is struggling, how can you see that as a gift? And it's like, well, yeah, that's not a gift. But in those moments when his girl was struggling, he had to kind of dig deeper, and he wanted to, and that was a great thing. He's like, well, there's times in the past where she was really patient with me, so I want to, you know, therefore kind of pay her back. And he was in a good place, and he was aware of what, you know, how dope she was at certain moments and when he wasn't, and he was highly aware that he wasn't. So he's like, well, that's when I should do that now. And I'm like, well, see, there's the gift. This, you know, not so good news happening to someone you love is not a gift, but is there the gift in it, and can you see it? Well, this caused you, this, you know, my client, to dig a little deeper and grow as a boyfriend. So that's where I was like, and that kind of stuck with me. Because here's the big one. Here's the story of the episode, ladies and gentlemen. Zen, just, I have no idea. Something going on with his right shoulder. And just not kind of been the same. And, you know, he gets up and he's got this energy. I'm like, cool. Goes down the steps. I'm like, cool. And we went for a walk and he wanted to walk further. And I was like, wow, he's just got energy. And, you know, we're not like really, you know, like running hard or anything. We're just walking, but we're going for a little bit further. And we're coming home and we're at that little park by my house. It's like 2 blocks away. And he kind of starts kind of walking slow and kind of just stopping. And I'm like, you know, what's up? What are you doing? And just kind of like, I'm not, just got that feeling like, yeah, this is uncomfortable to walk now. And I was like, wow, you know, because there's like this, I don't know, you know, what to do. And I had the last bad experience of going to the vet. I still haven't found, you know, a new one, and just completely like, you know, not knowing. But, you know, I haven't been bummed. I'm like, whatever happens will happen, and I'll deal with it. I've dealt with whatever's happened in the past. I'll deal with whatever's going to happen in the future. So I'm good. And I said, fine, I'm just going to pick you up. So I reach him, end up carrying like a kind of like a toddler, you know, it's like he's up against my chest, his front legs are kind of over my shoulder, and I've got like one arm under his booty, like you'd hold a small kid. Well, as I'm bringing him up into that position, and he's, you know, about 60 pounds, give or take. And I don't know what it was, if I lost my balance or if I was just adjusting or what I was doing, but I stepped and my right foot just rolled on my ankle. Now, simultaneously, what's happening is as I'm dipping to that side, Zen, 60 pounds, is shifting to my right side. So I'm like, don't fall, don't fall. And I'm just sitting in that moment, and I don't know, you know, where I'm focusing. I'm just squeezing my core. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just, get up, get up, get up. And I, you know, after I was like, you know, I'm just using my other leg to kind of balance myself and steady myself. And I get up and adjust Zen. And as soon as I step with that foot, I was like, okay, got a sprained ankle. Like I was like, okay, it's a sprain. I got it. But I had a 60-pound dog to carry 2 blocks. So I wasn't going to go, hey, let's – I was like, no, I just need to get him home now. I just need to get – So I'm just not, I just didn't think about it really. I knew, and this is all like in hindsight, like if there would have been a pop, if I would have felt something break, snap, I would have, well, let me just figure it out when I get, it wasn't that. So immediately there were those things going, it went probably as far as it could before something bad happened. So it was that, but it wasn't going to stop me from moving forward. But I wasn't walking great. And I just kind of bit my lip and, you know, just was okay. You know, there's that block and got the next block and I got right by our apartment and I just finally set Zen down and he could kind of walk fine. And, you know, we got in and he kind of goes up the steps like there's nothing wrong. And I'm like, okay. And like, I was like, you know, I've probably sprained my ankle once or twice. Once was really pretty funky when I was right before my second degree black belt test. So I've had experience with it. So I knew it was going to be sprained, but just hadn't had it happen in a while. And I'm like, you know, I walked home. It wasn't killing me, blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, just rest it. So I'm chilling for a bit. I don't know, hour, hour and a half. I don't know what it was. And then I was going to get something to drink. So I stood up and I was, you know, just going to put a little pressure on it. And it was like, and there was this little bit of a chuckle where I was like, oh, this is a sprained ankle. Because, you know, now there was, you know, I was just sitting there just, you know, not moving it and not having any weight on it. And then I sat back down for a little while and I was just, you know, just laying down flat, not, you know, not really paying any attention, just, you know, trying to think in my head, just, you know, just stay off it. And I think I turned on TV or something. I don't know. I can't even remember. I was sitting with Zen. And then it was time to take, I don't know exactly the timing of Zen had to go for a walk or whatever it was. But I remember like the second time I got up and I was like, wow. I was like, so I couldn't like flex my toe. You know, I couldn't move my toes. Like I could move my toes. I'm not saying that, but you know, flexing it, you know, your foot towards your knee and then down, like you're pressing a gas pedal and you're that, I couldn't do that. And I couldn't turn my foot the other way either. So it was like, I really couldn't move it anyway. And I was just like, I was pretty aware that I wasn't bothered, but it was just kind of like, I was there. I was like, okay, that's what I'm dealing with. Well, then I went to walk Zen. And I was just like, I can't really like put a lot of pressure on it. And so it's like that little step and then you step and then that little step and then you step. And it's really slow. And no matter how Zen's feeling, that's even slower than he walks. So I'm realizing and I have this flash. I was like, oh yeah, that's what, you know, crutches when people like just can't walk and they need crutches. Not that I needed them, but just that moment popped into my head. Like I was like, no, this is going to affect me. And then a little bit of that, oh, this is where you change your gait and then all your, you know, body starts kind of changing and realigning to compensate. Then you, you know, you got to go back all the way through it to fix it again. So that, again, I've just been through that. I know what it's like. You walk funny for a week and your body's going to change, you know, and the older you get, the harder that stuff is to you know, to fix and recalibrate. So one of my notes was I started the food delivery from Trifecta. And there was a little screw up or something, and I tried calling them like three times this morning. And then it's like, okay, just have them call you back. And it would literally been so long I forgot about it, but I wanted to make sure I got the phone message so I could get back on track. And just since I brought that up, you know, what happened with me is I just started looking at what I was spending, you know, just about every day to get food. And then if I just went, okay, multiply that out, you know, times seven and look at that, it wasn't that much different. And I thought, wow, okay, so I'm going to get, you know, and again, I tried one other factor, I think it was, and I just didn't like the food. Now with Trifecta, you don't get to pick the meals. You get to pick the meal plan. Like if it's, you know, I think one was paleo, one was clean, one was protein plus, something like that. You know, so there's categories, but you don't get that like, oh, I'm going to go to all the meals and pick the ones I like. And that didn't bother me. So I ended up not liking Factor's food, ended up liking Trifecta's food. So I was like, okay, cool. Want to, you know, move forward and do this. And so to get, you know, to me, really healthy, really, you know, well-balanced, you know, meal, and then I just, you know, I cook, heat it up in a skillet. So like when I put it on my plate, I'm like, I kind of feel like, oh, I just made this, and they've been great. But it was just like, what, you know, where am I spending money? How do I want to make sure that I'm being served? You know, because, you know, my whole, you know, what I was spending money on, you know, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, it just keeps changing to where now it's like, you know, that's where I will kind of go, well, I'm going to spend, you know, some money, maybe more than I would normally, maybe or in the past, just because that's kind of it. You know, I'm just not a dude who's just not spending a ton of money. And I'm like, but I want to eat healthy. I don't like to cook, and I don't want to run around and, you know, go to different places every day trying to get different food. I'm like, man, if it was just delivered and I got a meal every day that I could just eat, you know, so it's such a benefit, you know. So, again, if you're thinking about something like that, I would just definitely, you know, look into it. Try, you know, just do it. Like, here's how much money I spent a day. You know, or here's however you want to do it. And even if you don't, I mean, if you're eating bad and you're like trying to, you know, eat better, because you know that's a key. Because, I mean, again, there's the three, I'm getting so off course here, but you got to do cardio, you got to do some weight resistance, and it's nutrition. But of those three, the most important is nutrition. So if you think, well, what are you spending money on? Like, what are you wasting money on? And if you're like, I'm going to spend a little bit more on eating healthier, well, that's investing in you. That's investing in your health. That's investing in your future. That's making you a better you. And again, if you're not that person that likes to cook, or you, whatever the reason is that you're just not eating how you should be eating, there's a solution. And I, again, you know, I've never been overweight, never really been out of shape, but I just don't want to, you know, prepare meals. I just don't want to cook, but I want to eat healthy. And it's like to, you know, drive every day trying to find a different place. It's like, oh, I just, and that, but I've been doing that for a long time. You know, I can't even, you know, remember when I was doing what, but, you know, as the years, as I got, you know, closer to this age, I've obviously just been eating better, just making better choices. And that's why it was on my mind. So, big tangent. Order some meals, try it, check it out, deem yourself worthy. My suggestion, don't have to take it. Love you still. So, it was probably like the second time I was going to walk Sin, I was just like, I'm gonna wrap my leg then. If I'm going to walk, and I'm going to make sure I wrapped it. And that definitely felt like, okay, that felt better, like to be on it, moving a little bit and walking. But then there was a thing going, wow, like I'm not taking Zen on the big, you know, anything, you know, because so then that part of it kind of came in just a little bit, and it wasn't bad. And then there was this moment where I sat down, and this to me was the pivotal moment. And I'm like, well, I'm still not sure, you know, Zen's fine. Like the rest of the day, he was fine. So I'm like, I'm still not sure what's up with that, but I'm like, look, you know, that's not my fault. It's nothing I'm not doing or I could be doing more of, you know. And I'm like, and life, you know, threw me a sprained ankle. And I'm like, and I wasn't like bummed. So that all of a sudden became the thing. Like, I was like, I'm not like, oh, I'm not going to, I was like, okay. And I was like, okay, this is like, I didn't try. Okay, overcome this. Okay, positive thoughts. Okay, it's going to be okay. Okay, I was like, all right. I mean, when I look back, I was like, all right, that's probably sprained. Get sent home. Like, that was it. Got home, and I started stepping. I'm like, yep, that, I'm pretty positive. That's a sprained ankle. But I was like, yeah, but I knew, and I wasn't saying it or like verbalizing it, but I'm like, it wasn't broke. You know, nothing snapped or popped. And if it did, it would be a whole different day and a whole different story. So I was kind of walking around with that knowledge that it could have been worse, even though it hurt and I can't put weight on it. So then this is the, now the part of the gift thing. I was like, a little part of me was like, so that's it, life? That's what you got to throw at me? I don't know what's going on with it, because I was fine. But that's why I was like, well, there's a little bit of that. If, you know, if there's no obstacle, there's no obstacle overcome. It's like, all right, you don't know what's going on with Zen, and here's a sprained ankle. I was like, okay, what, is that it? All right, I'm going to be right here with Zen. Let me know if you want to challenge me anymore. But there was a little bit of that, and I wasn't making it up. I wasn't like creating that. I just felt that. Like, I was like, all right. Like, if it was like, I've been hurt before, or I know it could have been worse, or I'm always thankful, all the training I've done, mental exercise, whatever it's been. Like, when I go that baseline, peace is the baseline because of gratitude. It just, I was like, well, yeah, all right. And then I was like, oh, I should elevate it. You know, I should ice it. I just didn't really kind of think about that like the first couple hours. So I had an ice pack, and then I let that sit for a little bit. And then I took that off, kept it elevated. And then at one point I took just an ice cube, and I was just, you know, going around like both sides. You know, it was kind of tight on both sides. But then I would like slowly like move my foot a little bit and massage it a little bit. And I'm like, all the things I was feeling, it's kind of like I'd felt them with all the stuff I'd been doing. Because recently I got back on that hard little ball that you step on. And it's just weird because I kind of stopped doing that because there were other things that were like more important, more beneficial to my body, like foam rolling. But then I was, you know, foam rolling, and then the foam rolling went from my back to the front of my body. And then it was like, okay, we got to do, you know, mobility stretches as well. And you got to stretch. So now you're doing those things. And all of a sudden one day it's like, well, I'm going to start doing that ball again. And it was like almost cut the foam rolling in half. It was like, okay, that's where all your stuff really kind of stems from. So I've been really on that. Yes, another interruption. There is a certain flow and, you know, just a real cool vibe when I just sit down, I press record, I chat, and then I press stop, and it's done. Unlike this episode where I had interrupted my story because I had a phone call that I had to take. Then I ran out of time. I had a client. And my client was right at 8:30. And I literally stopped recording right at 8:30. And as soon as I press stop, little window flashes on my little Zoom recorder. Card error. So I had literally had to just go right to the video call, and I'm looking at my client. I'm like, I'm not sure what happened. And I was getting so, so fired up about the ankle story. So there's like this emotional thing going. And then I'm like, oh, I got to stop that whole thing. I got to switch gears. But quick screeching sound of car brakes. I'm like, what that? Didn't record? What didn't record? Like, what happened? And there it was. It was just like, okay, I'm going to have a phone call interruption. I don't know if I'm going to have enough time. And you're just not fully present. And a bunch of stuff like that can happen. Good news is, when I looked at it all, there was part of me going, you know, email Nico. Email Nico. Like, what? I'm like, oh, cards full. I know what to do. I got to reformat it. I keep it in the Zoom recorder. Boom, done. And here I am re-recording. But it's the next day. And again, the noise is coming. So I had to get everything I could done and then get to recording, finishing this episode before the noise starts. So I am continuing. So I'm massaging my ankle and I'm icing it. And it's like, what I felt was like, oh, it's tight here. It's been tight there before. It's tight on this side. Oh, okay, that's sensitive. You know, do this, do that. But I had been working so much on my feet. It was just, I don't know, it was like another thing that I just had done before. It was just all around it. You know, I mean, it was like really sensitive all around it. And then I don't know what it was. If I wrapped it, walked Zen one more time, and I came back, and I was like, well, let me, and I would go from like an ice pack to like an ice cube. And I remember having this ice cube, and it was really sensitive on like the top of my foot. But if you ever like, you know, ever even heard of this, but you can get like a foot massage, and they'll just kind of rake their knuckles along the top of your foot. And it's extremely painful. But I had been doing that a lot, you know, working on my feet a lot. So I'm just touching spots, and it was just like, you know, 9 out of 10 as far as pain. But I just go really slow, really slow, and I would ice, and then I move my foot a little bit, and I'm like, wow, I'm flexing my foot. You know, there's a little rotation. Like I can kind of, you know, pivot, you know, the bottom of my foot, like you know, like side to side kind of like. And this is, I don't know, late afternoon. Because I had, you know, again, had a few moments, a few injuries where I just kind of sat with my body and I was like, I'm going to stretch. I'm going to ice this. I'm going to do that. And I just know I expedited that healing process. But it was not, again, none of this, like, obviously was the plan. I just kind of kept doing this. And then at, I think it was 8:30. You know, Zen's like, you know, we had two, you know, little short walks, and I could tell he was kind of itching. I said, well, let's go for a walk. And I'm like on my leg, and I'm like, I don't even like really, like, there's not any pain. Like, I can feel it. I obviously, you know, sprained my ankle, but I walked Zen that night, the longest walk of the day, and I didn't even wrap my foot. And, you know, I wasn't like, you know, like the biggest, longest walk ever. I wasn't going to test myself. But, you know, when we do our walks, and this is just, you know, a couple, you know, 2-3 blocks longer than just around the block that I was doing during the day. But to go from that immediate feeling when I rolled it and I was carrying Zen, being, okay, this is sprained, and I got home and laid off it for a little bit, then stopped, put a little weight on it. I was like, okay, this is a serious sprained ankle. Okay, got it. But again, had it before, been through it before. And this is where the gift came. And this is like, again, it was just this awareness of, initially I was like, okay, it's not bad. You got to carry Zen, go. Which again, a lot of this moment I'm going to share now is in hindsight. It wasn't all conscious, you know, at the time. But I knew it was huge that I didn't fall. I knew it was huge that I saved that. I mean, even dropping Zen, I mean, you know, what might have happened to him? Because I'm, you know, kind of holding him, kind of falling. So it's not like he's got his legs under him. And then just to deal, going, okay, it's not that bad. You got to walk, walk. And I didn't sit there and think or dwell. I'm just, okay. So it took, you know, I'm like, you know, biting my lip and focusing, because it was, you know, carrying a 60-pound dog when one ear, you know, you can't put all your weight on one of your feet. So by the time that was done, I was like, notice, well, Zen's okay. You know, he wasn't even limping, went up the steps fine. Like, okay, cool. And I, again, like I said, I was just, you know, moment by moment. But I know in the back of my mind, I know it could have been worse. I think it went right to that edge where a little more, or, you know, a little more stress, a little more roll, a little more whatever angle, and I think something would have popped or broke. But all the stuff I had been doing involving my feet, my arches, stretching my calves, and then doing those squats, like those deep squats, I was like, what I've done has not been really impressive to myself. I enjoyed working out at a, you know, pretty high level for over 40 years, and it was my go-to feel good. So for the last 3 years to not really have that, you know, it's not a good thing, you know, but how well I handled it, that became the gift. I was like, well, you know, I didn't really ever bum me out. I'm like, here's what I can do. I, you know, my piece was my baseline, and I was thankful for what I could do. But when I'm looking back now, I'm like, what I did really helped in that fall, in not falling, in not, you know, I mean, really having that. Because again, if you're not doing certain things to a joint, and then that joint is pushed to an extreme degree of, you know, pressure, weight, force in the wrong way, if that's not a healthy, you know, exercise stretch joint, what do you think is going to happen? So again, to be falling with a dog and catch myself and stop and correct and stand and then walk forward, I start going, wow, it could have been so bad, but look how good you did. Look how good you are. I mean, you line up 157-year-olds and run them through that same thing, and I'm betting 90% of them-ish, 90-ish, are going to be hurt bad, you know, and they're going to be not fixing it at the end of the day. I get up the next morning, and I'm like, I can totally put weight on it. Oh, and here was the kicker. That night, Sunday night, again, I got on that little hard ball. So the fact that I couldn't put pressure on my foot that day, and by that night, I was hitting that hard ball, putting weight on it, you know, to help massage it and stretch the bottom of it and, you know, gain mobility. So this big awareness was, wow. This is exactly what, you know, Scott and I were talking about and what I kind of held on to. You know, you can be thankful in all circumstances. Not for, you know, I don't want to be thankful I got a sprained ankle, but can I be thankful in that circumstance? And I'm like, yeah, because I mean, I think that's like that's my bottom. That's my baseline. Like I never went, oh, this sucks. Why did this happen to me? I can't. And there's a bunch of older versions of me that would have picked something like that. This is the worst time. I can't believe this happened. Why did it happen to me? And what I got to do, what I can't do. And I was highly aware it didn't bother me. I was highly aware it could have been worse. Then I started becoming really aware that I was good. Like, that was pretty dope. Like, that physically, I'm like, what happened? And then now at the end of the night, you're better? Like, this is, and it's like, okay, now look at that whole experience. I mean, you've been thinking about this quote for a couple weeks. Can you see the gift in everything? Not can you see everything as a gift, but can you see the gift in everything? Everything meaning good and bad. Well, again, is it a gift? My ankle got hurt, sprained? No, but is there a gift in that? Well, yeah, I mean, look how I acted, reacted, and I wasn't choosing. Okay, deal with this, overcome that, make sure you think about this, focus. It was just all natural occurrence, and I was aware. And so I text Scott about something, and, you know, and my foot got home that night, and I wrapped it, and I had two of those, they're called Terminator patches, that I use when I have, you know, a tight muscle or something. So I put two down the side of my, kind of the outside of my calf, and then my foot was wrapped, and I sent a picture to Scotty, and I said, something, whatever we were texting about, and I said, I will share the story of my gift tomorrow when we train. And immediately he was like, holy shit. And he's like, I said, there's no good or bad. You know, so I was kind of like all pumped up just to get into it. I said, there's no good or bad, just data. And he's like, well, he goes, yeah, but, you know, breaking, you know, hurting your foot is not, you know, is never a fun thing or something like that. And I was like, well, I really can't wait to tell him, because I knew he wasn't completely grasping where I was coming from, because I was like completely excited. And I'm like, you know, it's Sunday night and I'm excited. Or it might have been even, I think it was maybe Monday when I was doing this text exchange with Scott. And I could feel there's a sense of excitement to share this story. There was no bad. I wasn't bummed. I was not bummed out at any time. I was highly aware of that. And again, I was just this, I'm like, there's that. So thinking about, you know, the book I'm reading, The Art of Happiness, and just thinking about, well, if you stay in that good place and you're looking for the good, I think you can see it. Just like if you're in a bad place and you're looking for bad, you can find it. I mean, I could probably just switch gears right now and start complaining about things I wish were different in my life that I wanted that didn't work out. You know, and like, well, I'm not going to focus on that. I'm going to move forward. And how do you move forward the best? You know, what's the best way to move forward efficiently? So I didn't dwell when it happened. I just kept walking. You know, it was just very present. Okay, it's this. Okay, it's bad. I'm going to do this. Okay, I'm here. This is what I'm doing. And immediately there were all these moments of just complete clarity on, like, I'm thankful it could have been. And it was, just, again, all of that, it just makes me feel like I've taken a course and now I'm walking the earth as a graduate. Not, again, I want to stress this point. When I achieved a black belt in martial arts, in our style, we actually received a midnight blue colored belt, because in Korea, black signified death or the end. And they felt in our martial art, when you got a black belt, you were just beginning. And that's what I feel like. I have, you know, achieved a black belt in, you know, my life. But to me, now that's just the beginning. And, you know, that's what, you know, I talk about, you know, being accountable and responsible and, you know, just getting way into this now. So part of me was like, you know, should I just record the whole thing again? Is it going to be too broken? Is it too... But like I said, I looked at it. I think there were like 30 minutes of it that was still... And I didn't know how much longer I had recorded after that, but I kind of followed the flow, and I'm like, okay, I know where I stopped. This is what I'm gonna, this is what I'm gonna share. And then here's kind of a little. I wrote this down. I worked out 6 times in 2 weeks, and that hasn't happened in 3 years. And it was just this great moment. Like, I would do a workout and the next day not be messed up, and then. But I had to be big on the foam rolling after I worked out that day. The next day, you know, I really had to work at keeping myself at that kind of zero place. But I would, like, work out and, like, not really even feel anything. I mean, there was obviously, it's like, well, I'm not working out that hard, so I shouldn't be sore. But there was no aches. There was no pains. I was like, okay, this is how it used to be. There was like, this is possible. Because, you know, I sold my 25 pound my 20s and my 25 pound dumbbells, because it was partly, you know, I was thinking I might move and I don't use those, and, you know, there's 85 pounds that I don't have to deal with, and I wasn't using them. I mean, I wasn't using the 15s, I wasn't even using the 10s. But here was that moment where I was like, you know, kind of part of me just let that go. Like, well, I guess I'm not doing that really anymore. I'm not really doing dumbbells anymore. And there was good in my life, so I wasn't really dwelling on it. I just kind of moved forward. And then the ankle happens. So now it's been, I think it's been 6 days since I've worked out. Not bumming, but to me it was that, oh, I got that going now. I don't have to worry about that ever changes. Like, nope. It doesn't even matter. I mean, the first, you know, probably 3 workouts that I did, you know, in a week, that there was no bad in over 3 years. So then, like, the next week was almost kind of easy. It's like, well, okay, I know what to do. I know where I am. I know what to focus on. I'm like, I'm going to be able to keep doing this. And then, boom. Not bumming out. That's the key. Not dwelling. Moving forward. And then my next note, I ordered food delivery, which I obviously went over. And I have transitioned to a cold shower. I saw something, they were talking about lowering your resting heart rate. And I went, you know, I just haven't done that yet, where I went in and, you know, just start the water and, like, slowly, because I used to do it at Altered Body. Did it, loved it. I'm like, okay, super cool. This was a moment that's kind of funny to me, and it was a total, well, like I said, when something kind of happens, like with the car, it's like, okay, who, like, right away, before I start thinking about what's wrong or how to fix it, I'm like, who should I call? Who can I ask for help? So I was printing out, like, a document, and I hadn't used my printer in a while, you know, because I, like, if there's something, you know, like an insurance card or something to print up. But other than that, it was like pictures, and I haven't really done the picture stuff in a while. So just really haven't used my printer in a while. And you know, I know when I do those software updates on my computer, there's always something different. But my printer's never been affected. So I turn my printer on. I'm going to print this one thing. This window comes up and it says, ink cartridge is not recognized. And I'm like, what? Like, I've had this printer like 6 or 7 years. And I'm like, I always buy Epson ink. I always buy the same ink. Like, I have not done anything different. And it's like the last time I used it, like, it was as is and it worked. And at those moments, because I'm like, I have no idea. Like, you don't, what? Like, I don't even know where to begin. But this is kind of that part. There wasn't really the panic. There used to always be, you know, panic and then think of someone to call. So there wasn't the panic, just like with the card reader. I got to my client and went, wow, that. He's like, what? I'm like, well, I was like, I got to finish my podcast. And I was all fired up in this moment. And I pressed stop because it was, you know, time to train you. And all of a sudden it said card error. And I said, I'm not really sure what that meant. And, you know, it was just this kind of funky little, this moment. But I didn't dwell and I wasn't stressed and I wasn't bummed. And as soon as I was done, I, you know, that's when I looked at it and started going through it. I'm like, oh, and I'm like, I wasn't really sure if I had to take the card out to reformat, but I figured it out. You keep it in, you reform it right on the Zoom. I'm like, that was like so cool because now I did it myself. Now I'll remember that. You know what I mean? But I'm looking at this printer and I got, there's like eight ink cartridges. I'm like, you don't recognize the cartridge. Like, so you got to lift up the tray and push the button so the ink kind of moves to this position where you can lift the little ink lid. And I just took them out one at a time and put them back in. Closed the lid, shut it, and I went, okay. And it worked. And I was almost ready to start laughing, going, you're kidding me. And I didn't really do anything. It's like there's this, I'm going to forget all this now. It was just on again. Kids in the Hall. Bunch of group of Canadian kind of comedians, but there was this one scene where it was like they were always guys, but if there's a female part, it'd be one of the guys dressed like a girl. So there's two guys, one's dressed up like the wife in a car, and it won't start, and the husband gets out and lifts up the trunk. He's like, okay, try it now. Then he closes the trunk and he's like, try it now. And he's not doing anything, so it's not starting. And he walks around the car one time. He's like, okay, try it now. And it was hilarious because all the stuff he was doing wasn't doing anything to really start or change the car, but he's like, I'll just change all these things. And you just keep changing, you know. And that's kind of what I thought it was. Like, I had no, I'm just going to lift up an ink cartridge and put it right back in the same slot, and then it's going to work. And it did. And I just laughed because I was like, I remember these little moments. Like, wow, okay, the card reader handled that, the ink cartridge thing, because these are little itty-bitty victories. But to me, I didn't even want victories. I didn't want to deal with stuff. I want stuff just to work. I don't want to, I'm not a troubleshooting kind of guy with technical stuff. But I just thought that was so funny. When I, like, if you could have just had a camera on my face when I read, ink cartridges not recognized. I'm like, those ink cartridges have been in there. You know, like, that's like, what? Like, I just look at my brain as like this wormhole. It's like a big black empty space with no clue. So I'm not sure how long that podcast is going to be. I'm not sure how good that podcast is going to be. But what's kind of dope, like, this is where I can kind of pat myself on the back. And this is when I was talking to Mosher about it. I said, you know, when I came off that bridge, I was like, you know, that's a big thing, you know, to walk and have your heart rate uncontrollable, your breath uncontrollable, and then you fast forward and you're like, that doesn't affect me. I mean, you had to go through something, and it's not like it just went away it took work. It was a proactive choice to keep going there, going to that bridge. You know what I mean? Like, why am I that way? And, you know, the dentist and doing all that. I mean, that's all like, you know, work. But when you feel these moments that work paid off, and it's in the line, the vein of personal growth, it's for you. Like I was telling Scott, I'm like, I had nothing written down, 2022, dentist, boom.
cold water, shower, bath, boom. Then it was, I walked on the bridge and I was just like I dominated it. And then it's like, yeah, I sprained my ankle picking up Zen, and it was a great day. Like, there was not one part of that day I looked at and didn't like. It wasn't, like, digging. It wasn't impressed. And I was like, and I go, that's it? I just got to keep being that dude. Like, if I have a story, it's me being me, me getting through my stuff and then sharing it. You know, it wasn't always like that. I mean, you got 50 years of me walking the earth not being this version of me. And then there was this decision. And then there was this choice. And then there was this focus, and then there was this level of, you know, clarity that made me challenge myself. And then, but you know, here I've had this podcast now for 7.5 years telling my story, and now I get to sit here going, yeah, so this is what's up with the sprained ankle, found the gift in it. They go, what? Like, I mean, I was trying to think of a title name that I could use for, you know, when a sprained ankle is a gift, you know, something like that. But I already kind of, you know, picked on the moving forward, because that's like the mantra right now. You know, just move forward. It's data. Okay, Zen's hurt. Pick him up. Walk. Oh, you almost fell. Okay, you have a sprained ankle. Data. All right, can you walk? Yes. Okay, walk. You got to go. Like, go then. If you can walk, go. Get home. Put Zen down. What's up? Well, ankle's sprained. All right, lay down. Take some weight off it. Data all day long. Going, well, I should wrap it. I should ice it. Hey, I'm massaging it. Hey, I think it's feeling better. Hey, I'm putting weight on it. Data. Move forward. Move forward. And as I say that, as I say it to everybody, any client that I've said it to thus far, I know how hard it is. Much, much easier to state what I'm saying. But I, for one, completely understand how hard, difficult, challenging it is. But as I always say, and I will say once again, you are worth it. To your pro you moment. Stoked you're here. Stoked I'm here. Let's begin to control that which we can. Seated on the floor, legs folded if you can. Eyes closed, neutral neck, shoulders over your hips, navel pulled into the spine. So we're aware of how we're seated. We're choosing how to sit. We are in control of that which we are doing. Now we will extend that control to our breath, elongating it, drawing the inhale through the nose, allowing the exhale out of the mouth, and being in control of that breath, slowing it down. And in order to do that, you must connect your mind and body, and that's going to keep you present. So what we're going to do is focus on that to the best of our ability. Anything else enters the mind, the space between your ears, calmly, quietly ask it to leave and return to your breath. Do that to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Thank you. Bravo. Well done. Yeah, I've said this many times before that I'm not sure what it was that kept me going, that made me not quit or give up. Like, I didn't mind asking for help. Like, I knew I was pursuing something. And I think back, if I would have known how good it was going to be, how would that have changed that path? I'm not big into hypotheticals and don't even want to dwell on that, but it just kind of made me think. That's why I tell people to deem themselves worthy. You are worth it, because there's got to be a reason to do it. Believing that good is awaiting you by the sum of all your choices. If you keep deeming yourself worthy and you keep being consistent, there's got to be good waiting for you that you've never truly experienced. And I don't think that's a big, well, maybe. I'm thinking, now that's kind of a fact. And here I am. I get to share that. I was walking a path, no idea where it was headed. I did not have a destination in mind. I had no clue. My life could be like this. My relationship with myself, how I speak to myself, is like I've never experienced before. That is something I'm incredibly grateful for. Because now I can be on this podcast and going, yeah, I was flawed, I was messed up, I was angry, I was lost, I was looking at all the wrong places. But I got to a place where I said, you know what, this is on me. And I got to look within. And that was not poetic, it was not perfect timing, it was not perfect anything. And you can listen to 7.5 years of my podcast, and there it is. But you're listening today, this is the new me. I did this. I made this possible. I got that dark blue, midnight blue black belt in personal growth. And I do 100% feel like I'm just beginning. But man, I feel good. That's what I'm selling. Come to my well, by the water I sell. There it is. Peace and God bless.